Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Well, at last it was here, the climax of the consecration ceremony. Quote, "It came to pass on the eighth day that Moses called Aaron and his sons and the elders of Israel," Leviticus 9:1. The number 8 is significant in the Bible. When God made the world, he did it purposely in 7 days. The seventh day was called Shabbat, meaning rest. The eighth day would be a new beginning. This is the first time the eighth day is mentioned in the book of Leviticus, where it is linked to several special occasions. Here, it is the new beginning of priestly ministry. In chapter 12, every male was instructed to be circumcised on the eighth day, a new beginning in identifying with the Lord, verse 3. In chapter 14, it was a new beginning for a leprosy sufferer who that day received the news that he was now clean, verse 23. The eighth day was also the grand conclusion to the Feast of Tabernacles, chapter 23, verses 36 and 39. In fact, to all 8 holy festivals, including the Sabbath. God's pattern for life was much like the musical octave, where the eighth note is like the first, but at a higher level. This is how the Lord designed life to be, the regular enjoyment of the familiar, but ever increasing and improving. Life, quote, "more abundantly," John 10, verse 10. You can find great blessing by tracing these new beginnings in the days of Solomon, 1 Kings 8:66, Hezekiah, 2 Chronicles 29:17, Nehemiah, chapter 8 and verse 18, and one still future, recorded by Ezekiel, chapter 43, verse 27, when God says to restored Israel, "I will accept you." Of course, Jesus himself was circumcised the eighth day, Luke 2:21, and was also transfigured on the eighth day, Luke 9:28. But surely, the eighth day appearing of the resurrected Lord to all his disciples, John 20, verse 26, celebrated the greatest new beginning of them all.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.